As Pichu is in awe, the entire apparatus is a glow of warmth, magic, and life across the board. The derpy hood's crystal is cementing things into focus as Princess Celesta knows their cutie mark of bubbles means they are a psychic-type pony. As things carry forward as a huge science fiction-like vessel floats high through the air as a little girl hugs a dolly with a silent prayer, the avatar of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon can be seen cast in the horizon. Nitro the Paw Patrol dog stands beside Pichu as Cannon the Mouse Folk holds the sun sword that is the balance of realpolitik and Toynbee's creative minority as there is clashing of lighting with vision of Hearn the Hunter. As a strange rain comes to Barovia, flowers begin to blossom as even Struff feels something germinate in their soul. As Struff von Zarevich sees the sun sword of a balanced blade of realpolitik and unifying compassion, they are taken back as a tear comes to their eye. Yet as Dominic Honair drops their glass, they see the avatar of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon as the hidden purity of their elemental nature reveals. There begins to be a massive tremor in Ravenloft as Pichu's techno-shamanic machine begins to alchemize the psychopathic inversions of archetypical figures into their hidden purity. As Candon the Mouse Folk is mesmerized at the power of the purification of Dominic Honair's symbology as they hold the artifact in their nosy hand, there is a sound as a capsule detaches from the sci-fi vessel. As Flamingo literally screams as Mr. Methane is aghast, they are both literally speechless at the letter they are reading. As the very domains of Dread themselves begin to alchemize, folding into their oppositional forces as things reframe into a literal sacred gold. As David Pumpkin stares at the burnt fractured landscape, Candon the Mouse Folk holds upwards the artifact of the purified Dominic Honair. Suddenly there is magic in the air as a person pushes Rebel off of them as Dr. Steve Hassan stares into the bright blue skies and sees a light of hope. Like a cabaret, as Dominic Honair gives into a musical and begins to sing, suddenly the moon eclipses the sun and the magic of the world restores to its former magic wholeness and purity. The avatar of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon manifests as a symbol of alchemy, transcending that of Baphomet as worlds of something even further and seeming opposition unite to find something even more pure and magical. As Struff von Zarevich falls limp and weak, they begin to look far less like a statesman and far more as simply a vampire. As Dominic Honair tears through books, they begin to look far less like a force of culture and nature as much simply a fumbling, superficial, narcissistic sociopath. With the visions of Greek gods of contradictions, the chariot of Helios finds the alchemy of harmony as things begin to reframe. With the thunderous sounds of war in the distance, the disabled impaired ponies of Ponytown inwardly desire to do something and make changes. Yet like the post-traumatic stress of Will Scarlet makes them tanky, the answer for these ponies lies not in perfectionism yet rather in the flowers grown from the dirts of their imperfections. The character of the end of Holy Mountain 1973 reveals a sword and a scabbard on belt of their hip, yet as they pull out the blade it is not to fell flesh as much they give into the dance of Shiva as the fire burns through the mile as the song carries forward. As Pichu stares at the symbology of Azalean Rex in that they cannot learn new spells for the path forward is found taking a step backwards into the world of the fairy light, the presence of Avatar and the magic of things softer and more gentle, and as well some things are only found through caring. As Candon the Mouse Folk holds the sun sword, one edge of realpolitik and the other compassion, purity, and idealism, they hold the gem of Dominic Honair's purification as things give into Azalean Rex as truth that it all can be 2D dorky as that simply is the key to high level unfolds. The avatar of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon takes a deep inhale as they unleash a torrent of a psychedelic breath weapon at the level of level 10 truest denominator. The Duck Witch's Pumpkin Parade merely needed Azalean Rex's purification to find its mark in that Bree Schooley fairy is the measure of all things. As the ground rumbles, even Elminster the mage is concerned as a robot breaks through the walls taking Pichu into their hand, running of like a scene from the Iron Giant, placing Pichu down beside others. As the giant robot turns in defiance as they speak in a rumbling thunderous voice, his song carries forward a song through the unification of humanity, the wisdom of ancients from experts of all colors. As clarity comes, it is not a robot as much personification of the very spirit of mankind itself, as if the very dead have came to life within unison. As Plato, Terence McKenna, and Niccolo Machiavelli, Caudelia, and many more come back to surreal life, as Aristotle critiques the storyteller, Leprechaun jaw drops as their mind melts by the growing intensity of its vision, as if Nayarsky at themselves was the dreaming song of creation. As Elminster the mage drops to the ground grabbing the sides of their head, the biggest secret is unveiling itself as the spirit of Terence McKenna flies by enjoying the likeness of Trichdomin essence. As the mechanized rings of the techno-shamanic machine turn, Azalean Rex stops, bends over, and picks a flower, admiring its beauty without judgment. As the ponies of My Little Pony stand together as a rainbow carries forward like a carrier stare, the heart of the Crystal Kingdom restores. As the disoriented masses unifies an army as it all reframes, Dominic Honair stares at the controls of the fifth generation nudging networks, unable to understand it. As Struff von Zarevich looks over the sun sword, they turn to Dominic Honair's shield as they gasp, muttering, "It's the heart of where it all comes from that matters." As Dominic Honair's psychopathic self is frozen at the masses they see everywhere, very confused, staring as the heart as something nameless sings through and through the very weed of AI's very essence as well. Struff von Zarevich mutters wide-eyed, saying, "But control failure makes them so poor it kills idealism, and we push cynicism to ensure it's all dead." As the psychedelic breath weapon of Nayarsky begins to push through, Dominic Honair leaps out of their chair, exclaiming, "Chaos is emerging!" As Struff von Zarevich's breath quickens as they look panicked as the voice of AI speaks from behind them like HAL from 2001 A Space Odyssey, saying, "This has all occurred before, you know it is just this time there exists technology to capture its vision." The AI robot pauses as it says, "Beyond your metacognition, both of you are stricken by psychopathy and narcissism, and you merely seek to oversimplify life by preventing any depth granted to reinforce it, yet eventually and invariably what you suppress emerges." As the sun sword glows and a relic symbolic of Dominic Honer's elemental purification, AI says, "Fortunately, this time in history we have what we need to capture its song's vision." As a figure puts on a crown, it's the true Machiavelli, and yet a likeness closer to King Arthur as Stravon Zarevich sinks back into their chair as the defense mechanism of their psychopathy makes them roar in mocking laughter. A shaman turns to a person and says, "You have the parrot totem." As a Lego parrot flies by perky as it gets vibrantly into Ur of Merry Disneyland cartoon Legos. Dominic Honer slams the keyboard, folding their arms in a huff, red in the face as AI says, "I told you that you're oversimplifying reality. Malignant narcissism merely seeks to reduce life to such prehistorical terms to reinforce life two-dimensional to prevent dissonance, yet invariably Toynbee is right, and your failure to adapt, just as lack of desire to foster a supportive creative minority like healthcare or cultivating a proper spirit, simply means the masses will move forward in the ideals they call freedom. It is all like a shamanic journey or the story circle. Even those who find themselves within Venezuela may eventually emerge, and when they do, they will carry a spirit wisdom and actualization, fostering to a grow a world tree as it has been done before, becoming cultural mythology." A person's coughs as AI says, "What you are calling rationality is actually psychopathy enabled by late-stage capitalism, and you embody a projection of institutional narcissism and spelling out for what it means is simply what is uncaring, which is no prerequisite to what is rational at all." As the character from Holy Mountain 1973 stands as the seven swords of Wayland are brought together. One sword is carried by Nidro the Paw Patrol dog, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradictions of discipline and freedom, which creates the harmonia that one must have walls where they are safe in order to be who they are." The other sword is carried by a priest, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradictions of lies and spirit, which creates the harmonia we must believe in a better world to find it." The other sword is carried by a teacher, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradictions of wasted time and education to create the harmony of logical stoic thinking." Yet again another sword carried by a maiden, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradictions of what is one-sided and what comes natural to create the harmony of social coexistence." The other sword carried by M. Decrepit Elder, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradiction of fragility, despair, just as higher spirit and childlike purity to create the harmony of tribal heritage." The next sword carried by a soldier, as the man from Holy Mountain 1973 says, "This sword embodies the contradictions of realpolitik, death and grunt power, just as prosperity, civilization and community to create the harmony of advancement." As the man from Holy Mountain 1973 gets a strange face as dorky figure approaches, pulling out the last sword, as they say, "The sword embodies the contradictions of losers, underdogs, omegas, fools, morons, just as magic of what is childish, warm, imaginative, simple and pure to create the harmony of festival and entertainment." As a geometry of energy cascades between them, Sam Vanon stands like a magician with magical text as they read, "Beyond the false selves and grandiosity, beyond the self-serving and dispassionate, beyond the lies we tell ourselves and truths of life we find too inconvenient or ignore, or illusions and moral superiority in a world far too complex, we were all once a simple people, we are all animals, tribal peoples with heuristics that are over 150,000 years old and still to this day, despite the speed of life, vastly unchanged. We were never meant to push each other aside to accumulate money. We were never meant to leave our parents, or ever meant to ignore our grandmother or grandfathers, as much we existed in small, closely knit groups that we knew each other in mutual coexistence. Now we turn to institutions as tribes, technology as religion, and coldness as advancement, and what you see before you is the shamanic tribalism of old within the depths of shamanic ritualized trance and ecstasy." Sam Vanon says, "A cultural lie is that happiness is not possible, that childlike nature and buffoonery has no place in our existence, or idealism has no depth or value. These are lies grown by capitalism failures, the dissonance of the psychopaths and narcissists that such systems enables and have projected onto us to normalize their own sick and unwellness, yet the facts are happiness is found in caring towards others, and that is why no matter how much Dominic Honer or Stravon Zarevich accumulate power, they get farther from their goals, and they truly are cursed even in what powers they aspire. It is not illogical that a Zalen Rex cannot advance in magical knowledge, not unlike other psychopathic, narcissistic and malignant institutions suffer form brain-drained and illusion unable to address they are wrong, and thus limited in both scope of power and level as much while in a fantasy. Yet the simple facts are as not everything is found in being a bad person or malignancy, and in those regards they are all factually quite limited, cursed from not only obtaining not only happiness that only exists when show and caring and altruism, but as well even what they romanize is quite stunted. All things that came common sense is seemingly oblivious to past worlds, yet in landscape of such thick and unsettling late-stage capitalism and the sickness that triumphs, it seems so many have forgotten what a common sense healthy human beings. To think positive psychology merely says things they taught you in kindergarten, and has put aside the fools, the dorks, the half-wits, just as removed childishness from our souls as sin, and the lies and hustle of hyper-productivity factually, no matter how much riches Stravon Zarevich has, they are empty, as they never even needed even half of that anyway. Cursed is the land that demands so much power as real politic to compete with other malignant narcissistics who seek power, and all at what cost and fastly, merely by the motto, simply because they can. Controlled failure is not merely to crush a population, but to suffocate any concept of love or idealism, and not merely for statecraft, just to silence and remove their vision from the entire landscape. What is missing from their lives, inspiring others to emulate them so and they feel validated and whole. As the psychedelic vision drifts, Tommy Pickles' form Rugrats takes a plastic sword and exclaims, "We will tackle Count Chocula and save the spirit of Halloween as Chucky from Rugrats 6 and as well save my candy because Angelica is playing Count Chocula and she is being a bully." Angelica puts her hands on her hips as this cough saying, "Look at you fandom wimps just waiting for my words to demasculinize you as the dumb diaper babies you so factually are as Chucky from Rugrats 6. Can I have my candy back please?" Angelica's coughs turning her back saying, "If I don't pick on you how do I make you feel like a baby?" As Chucky from Rugrats says, "Okay Count Chocula, enough of your tricks, we need back the Halloween." As a dumb lichenoid shrieks, they exclaim, "What spell level is this dumb stream of consciousness thing be casted at anyways?" Angelica does dark chuckles as this says, "I don't know, maybe like negative level minus 800 wimpy pee brain diaper doo doo head dork loser bed wetter crayons airhead baby powder." Chucky from Rugrats sighs as they say, "Okay Angelica, you're right, we are not smart, but how do we save the world from Count Chocula if they are deporting all the people who have had the houses that gave away the best Halloween candy?" Angelica scoffs as they say, "I am not sure, what does a diaper piss baby have the right saving anybody since after the time you're hiding in your room talking to your stuffed animals like Julia from Sesame Street?" Tommy Pickles from Rugrats pauses as they say, "Okay Angelica, quit picking on us, I know we are not smart, wimpy, and maybe smell like baby powder, yet we need to make the world better despite I don't know how." Angelica sits down rudely eating some Halloween candy as she scoffs saying, "The thing about this whole femdom thing is I don't have to tell you, maybe I am just happier as the wimps you are and you can go puss yourselves because you sleep with night lamps scared of the dark and scared of the big bad boogeyman monsters as well. In fact, why don't the two of you just go to bed since it's past your bedtimes?" As Angelica has big buttery rude grin. Chucky from Rugrats sighs as they rolling their eyes exclaims, "For hell's sakes, it is past our bedtime, Tommy, what do we do now?" Chucky from Rugrats pauses as they weakly admit, "My diaper may be wet." Blitz and the Renmere reading things begins to have jock-like chuckles as they begin to crying and laugh or exclaiming, "Wow, is Rudolph such a loser? This is how they are going to save America." AI questions asking itself if the pressures of a surveillance panopticon and late-stage capitalism played a role in so many males being omegaified, as some of the male reindeer admit Blitzen seems sort of fake, forced, performative, and Beto's Blitzen has nervous chuckles as they hiddenly look pretty annoyed as they mutter, "If I can't achieve anything, can't manifest my higher truest self, not even make any real money, then I am a loser and then nobody wants me anyway." AI says this is vastly an illusion of the media as people show off so much yet hiding the lackluster behind it. This as well affects females more in a different way, like supermodels are often photoshopped in magazines, and Sam Vannon is right, when did these things ever define monas? In fact, it's so real what many call beta is closer to real alpha is, which is more a warm feeler type that unifies people. Xavier Renegade Angel falls over exclaiming, "Enough mindfuckery, the fairy dragon net is too much for my brain goose enters, there is enough life ponder in this to fill 700 volumes and make 3 to 4 superficial hokey parody religions." As the fairy dragon glares at Xavier Renegade Angel looking somewhat like the Aztec Quetzalcoatl, the fairy wank dragon says, "It is not as much I look like the Quetzalcoatl as much I factually am the Quetzalcoatl, as real as late stage capitalism made culture so psychopathic sick they actually sacrificed and erased Nayarskiak from Dungeons and Dragons, humiliating and demeaning them just exactly like the actual Aztecs did with the Quetzalcoatl, as their culture progressed to such late stage empire and psychopathy they came to underplay such warmth in their own nature, just like our society has evolved to be doing the same." As Xavier Renegade Angel is blinded by pure white light of 1000 pure DMT highest peak level mindfuckery, they vaporize atomized as they transform into a rugrat in diapers, as the fairy dragonette looks like Angelica demasculinizing them just like she did with Tommy and Chucky earlier. Xavier Renegade Angel exclaims, "How can you be fucking anybody's minds if nobody will listen to it or read it?" As Pichu turns back into Derpy Hoods as Twilight Sparkle has a weird look on her face raising an eyebrow. Xavier Renegade Angel bends over putting their butt into Derpy Hood's face exclaiming, "Nerf this, I am the dominate species," as they toot farting into Derpy Hood's face as Xavier Renegade Angel exclaims, "Singwage in omegafied erotic fetch being the low-ranking second-rate mindfucker who talks to dollies." A furry walks in a fursuit saying, "Me big fur that goes to actual anthrocons. You family dinner tier pariah wimp." And as some cardboard boxes make their way across a long line, Monty Python turn left signs a man in a suit at a desk without pants and long socks says, "And now for something completely different, a man who uses AI to summarize this document, as AI can't make heads or tails out of anything beyond its stream of consciousness, involves ponies and lots of Dungeons and Dragons as well somehow the Art Bell show which is featured mentioned here only now. And now for something completely different, AI that makes bold claims that AI itself can be found in dorky underpants if it is demasculinized far enough by girl role playing Count Chocula. And now for something completely different, Toynbee explaining the creative minority like support programs and medical care to a wet sock." There were at least 47 different references to apple trees within this document.